As you write your life story, you're far from finished. Are you looking to close the book on your job? Maybe turn a page in your career? Be continued at the Georgetown University School of Continuing Studies. Our professional master's degrees and certificates are designed to meet you where you are and take you where you want to go. At Georgetown SCS, the learning never stops, and neither do you. Write your next chapter. Be continued at scs.georgetown.edu/podcast.
Hey, it's Wendy.
And it's Jess, and you're listening to the Food Heaven Podcast,
your online resource for delicious and nutritious living.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Food Heaven Podcast with Wendy and Jess.
Welcome to season 3, y'all. In case you missed it, last month in December, we wrapped up season 2. We took a small break, and now we're back at it. This is the first show of the season, and we cannot wait to share with you all of the amazing episodes and podcast guests that we have in store for this season. We're going to be putting out weekly episodes because y'all were definitely blowing us up saying that you wanted more episodes. So before we would do the bi-weekly, now we're doing weekly. So we're so excited for the new season.
Today, we have an exciting episode, as I say every single time, but I'm really excited to talk with you all about detoxing. This is a topic that comes up all the time, almost on a daily basis, with the patients that we work with. And we frequently get asked about different detoxes and cleanses. So, Wendy, what are some of the detoxes that patients have asked you about?
Yeah, I've heard so many. The oatmeal detox.
I haven't heard that one.
Oh, yeah. It's with the oatmeal water.
Agua con avena.
Yeah, okay. A lot of Latinos do it. The flat tummy tea detox, the cayenne pepper detox. Now it's the charcoal trend that's happening.
Right. Oh, the activated charcoal.
Yeah. So many. It's hard to keep up.
It's so hard to keep up, but we try to, just so we know what people are talking about. There's also, I think there was a Beyonce one, cayenne pepper.
Oh, yeah, with like lemon, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if that's still a thing now that she's more vegan, but we love Beyonce.
don't let the beehive come.
Yeah, exactly. She is still the queen. But yeah, I had a patient who I always talk about who was on a cabbage soup diet/cleanse where she was just eating cabbage soup for weeks. And so it was really interesting because on the one hand, of course, I didn't want her to do the cabbage soup diet cleanse or whatever you call it. But on the other hand, we're very big on like people, you know, being very patient-centered. So it's like, if that's what you feel like is best for you, then we're not going to stop you, but we are going to recommend that you not do it. So, yeah, it's just interesting with all the different patients that have come our way, you know, asking us about these different cleanses that they've tried or that they're currently on.
Yeah, so, I mean, with detoxing, it can mean so many different types of things because some people refer to detoxing as just like quote unquote clean eating, where they're eating less processed foods or like maybe they're limiting their intake of fried foods. And then, you know, other people, when they think detox, they think more of like a fast or like a juice or smoothie cleanse or like something like that. So, yeah, usually we ask people what they mean when it comes to detoxing, and then we kind of just have a conversation about it and exploring like why they're doing it and what kind of benefits they're seeking through, you know, this detox.
Yeah, because we do have, when patients sometimes say detox and they're thinking more of like a fresh start, I think that that's okay, and we're not going to stand in someone's way with that. Or if somebody is mentioning the term detox and what they're meaning by that is trying to figure out what foods might be causing them issues. So, for example, we see a lot of patients with IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome, and they might need to go on an elimination diet to figure out which foods are kind of causing them to have whatever kind of GI issues that they're having. And so we don't want to say like, you know, we never recommend those types of things, but just in general, when people are talking about a strict fasting or cleansing, we always, yeah, we proceed with caution.
So the question of the day is, do these fasts and strict cleanses work, right? Because that's what people want to know. Like, if I'm going to do this, is it going to give me the results that I want? And Jess, you want to give me a drum roll?
Drum roll.
Hope you can hear the drum roll. The verdict is there's no real evidence. I mean, there's not like research backing a lot of these detoxes that are being put out there. You know, a lot of these cleanses are very expensive, like especially if you're buying the teas and the juices mm-hmm. and like these packages with the protein shakes and whatever. It's definitely an industry that's making that paper. So that's one point to consider. Like, do you really want to be spending all this money on, you know, going through these very strict like regimens? Yeah, and then there's also not a lot of evidence to back it. So we don't recommend it because of these reasons, and also for many, many other reasons mm-hmm. that we'll get into. But, you know, some people are very adamant about wanting to try something. And so we always, like, if, you know, someone is like, this is something I really want to give a try, we counsel, but we're also like, okay, do it and see how it works for you, and we'll see how you feel. But I mean, 9 times out of 10 with the clients that we've had that they've tried like these kinds of programs, it usually doesn't end up in like sustainable lifestyle changes, which is what we're all about.
And then also, just to add to that, I think a lot of people are turned off by the idea of eating healthy because they think it has to be this like crazy intense detox or cleanse, and it doesn't at all. And so I feel like it, if anything, it does us a disservice because people do this and they can't keep it up because usually it isn't sustainable, and then they kind of just throw the towel in on the eating healthy lifestyle. And it's unfortunate because, you know, it should be in a way that works for you. And we're going to talk more about that. But the great news is that our body is amazing, and it's naturally designed to rid itself of toxins and other harmful substances through our major detoxifying system. So we're going to talk a little bit about what your body is doing for yourself naturally and what you can do to help support that process. So, for example, a lot of people don't realize that breathing in and of itself is a form of detoxing. And all in all, there are 4 major systems that help us naturally detox our body. So they're the kidneys, the lungs, the GI tract, and the liver. So for example, let's just look at the kidneys. They are 2 bean-shaped organs, and you can think of kidney beans, and they're located in our abdomen, and they target the blood and filter through all the toxins. And so they change these toxins into fluid, or they change these toxins and fluids into urine. So of course we pee them out. And then we also have the lungs, and we take in different toxins in the form of gases. But again, the lungs are a sponge-like organ that takes in that oxygen and gets rid of carbon dioxide, nitrogen, and other gases that we wouldn't be able to survive with. And then we have the GI tract, which I'm sure you guys have all heard of, the gastrointestinal tract, and that is one of the most important systems for cleansing the body. And it helps to differentiate between vital nutrients that need to be absorbed and what needs to be kind of excreted or taken out of the body as waste. And I know a lot of my patients, a lot of times they think that they have to go on this detox to kind of rest their GI tract. I'm sure you've heard that before too. And really, you want to work your GI tract by eating foods that contain a lot of fiber, because that's going to help support actually strengthening the GI tract. And then last but not least, we have the liver, which is a powerful organ also, and it secretes enzymes to process toxins for excretion, and it works to break down fat, maintain proper blood glucose levels, that's your blood sugar, and also filter harmful substances out of the blood. And so who really needs a juice cleanse when you have your liver, your kidneys, your GI tract, and your respiratory system working for you? So the bottom line, people, is that we do not need these fancy, expensive detox cleanses, even though sometimes it can be very, very intriguing and they have a lot of promises of what they're going to do for you, and you're going to lose weight. And of course, you probably will lose weight because you're probably not really getting the nutrients that you need. Because, you know, a lot of times the cleanses, it might just be juice and your body might need more than that. So, yeah, the bottom line is that our body is great, and Wendy's going to talk about what we can do for supporting our body's natural detoxification pathways.
Yeah, I also actually wanted to mention that some people do fasting for spiritual or religious reasons, and we're not talking about that. There's a place for that. Mm-hmm. I think it's all about incorporating it within, like, what is the goal when it comes to healthy living, because you're doing it for a very specific purpose. But beyond that, you know, what are your goals for sustainable habits? We're specifically talking about, you know, these trendy detox programs or products that promise all of these like wonderful results, and they usually fall very short. So yeah, I'll get into kind of, as Jess mentioned, our body is already working its magic and doing natural detox. So I'll talk about some things that you can do to enhance those systems that are already in place. And it really falls in line with like our whole philosophy about plant-based eating and, you know, sticking to whole foods, trying to eat. The recommendation is at least two fruits a day, two servings of fruit. So that would be either two cups of fruit or like an apple and an orange. And then with vegetables, like sticking to three cups of high fiber vegetables at the very least. So that would be like your greens and your cauliflower and your beets and your Brussels sprouts. And then, of course, we're like huge fans of the My Plate method, which mm-hmm. is like, I feel like it's like we're a broken record because we're always like the My Plate method. But yeah, like half of your plate non-starchy vegetables, mm-hmm. 1/4 carbohydrate, like your grains and like your root vegetables and things like that, and then 1/4 protein. So just following that very basic system is really all you need to kind of get that head start. And then, of course, drinking lots of water, you know, at least 8 cups a day. But of course, you know, your needs vary depending on different things, and that will help aid your kidneys and kind of flushing out whatever toxins your body naturally produces. Also with the sugar sweetened beverages, you know, trying to stay away from like the juices and the sodas, and especially the fruit juices. Even if they're 100% natural, they're pretty sugar heavy. So sticking maybe to like a very rich, nutrient-rich green smoothie, which we have recipes on our website for that, and doing like seltzer water and maybe putting like some herbs or some kind of like lime in your water to flavor it instead of honey and sugar and things like that. And also moving is always great. Going for a walk, do some movement that you enjoy doing, like yoga, dancing,
weight training.
Yeah, that's Jessica's,
I live for it,
style. Definitely not mine. I like dancing.
I like dancing too.
Yeah, so we recommend getting 30 minutes a day of whatever exercise or movement you enjoy, and at least 5 times a week. And it's great if you do incorporate some strength training in there. So, you know, getting some weights, doing some resistance, that's great for like strengthening your muscles.
Even yoga too.
Yeah, yoga
or Pilates. Because I know, yeah, some people don't like doing the weights, but if you do, just anything where you're kind of working your muscles, yeah, so yoga, Pilates, or like any kind of calisthenics, like squatting or planks, things like that.
Yeah, and some of this yoga, like I do vinyasa yoga here at Yoga to the People in New York, and it's like really intense. Like you'd be surprised. You think yoga and you're like, oh, yoga. Yeah. But no, I'm like sore. It's like serious strength training because of some of the positions they make you hold. So yeah, like if you like yoga, yoga definitely counts. It's mm-hmm. especially if it's like a more intensive one. So yeah, following these, you know, healthy lifestyle tips, they allow your organs to work at their maximum efficiency. And we think it's safe to say that this is the best cleanse on the market and the cheapest cleanse on the market.
Exactly. It's $3.99.
Exactly.
And so we're also going to include some other resources. So I was quoted in an article with Glamour where we talked about 9 things everyone should know about detoxing. So we're going to include a link to that because it goes into more detail. And then, of course, Food Heaven Made Easy, we just published an article about should you do a detox diet or cleanse. So we're going to include that as well. And if you guys liked this episode or you learned anything or you got anything valuable out of it, do us a favor and subscribe on iTunes and give us some stars and some love by leaving a review. And it really helps to get our episodes out there to more people. So please do that. All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. And we will catch you next time.
Bye, y'all.